So his latest comments, as I take a drink of water. Listen to this. Here is his latest comments at a forum for MTV MySpace, some BS like that. Here's what he said.
What would you do to help eliminate inner city kids partake in violence?
We start with the President of the United States saying to America, we cannot build enough prisons to solve this problem. And the idea that we're just going to keep incarcerating, pretty soon we're not going to have a young African-American male population in America. They're all going to be in prison or dead, one of the two.
Such an optimistic man, John Edwards is. They're either going to be dead or in prison. All right. I think that comment not only is I think if I was an inner city kid, I'd be pretty pissed off at John Edwards right now. To assume that I'm going to be either incarcerated or dead in due time is, to me, pretty damaging. I think that if Rush Limbaugh or Bill O'Reilly would have said that, ooh, all hell would have broken loose. Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton would have been crashing down their doors to their homes and painting them racists. And now you have John Edwards saying it, little southern boy from the south, Forrest Gump, and nothing happens. Here's some stats, by the way, from Mr. Pretty Boy, getting everything ironed out, just like he irons out his shirts in his morning and his hair. Iron everything out, smooth it all over, let him know what the deal is. Do the research for him, because he's too lazy to do it himself, and or too busy, and or too stupid. There are more black men in college than in prison. This includes everybody. This includes everybody in prison, everybody in college, no age limit on this statistic. In 2005 is when this was a census. Study, 864,000 in college, 802,000 in prison. So, there we go. There are more kids, there are more, and one of his aspects was, we need to get them the education they need. Well, there are more black men getting education at a higher level in college than there are in prison. Thank God. And overall, black men ages 18 to 24 in college outnumber black men incarcerated 4 to 1. 4 to 1, ages 18 to 24. Big gap. Now, of course, this being a question, the answer always has to be universal health care.
Universal health care, which I spoke about just a few minutes ago, so that everyone gets quality health care from the time they're born, and they don't have to worry about that.
Okay. The question, by the way, was, how are you going to stop inner city kids from partaking in crime? And of course, Mr. Pretty Boy says, they all have health care. And they won't be shooting people anymore because they have health care. His answer to everything is health care. John Edwards, how are you going to stop the bridges from collapsing in Minnesota? Well, we'll give everybody health care. And then the bridges won't collapse because everybody will have health care. And God will be happy with us. Mr. Edwards, how are you going to increase relations with China in terms of our trading? Well, I'm going to give everybody health care. And then, them Chinese are not going to give us lead-infested toys anymore because everybody has health care. I want him to answer a question without the answer being health care. I just want it to happen. And I know pigs are going to fly before that happens. But I want it to happen where he answers a question and the answer is not health care, which is the answer to every question ever posed to him. Mr. Edwards, what is 2 plus 2? That would be universal health care. I can only imagine him on Jeopardy. Just saying. Anyways, moving on, though. Like I said, how is that going to stop crime in the inner city? It's not. And then, of course, he complains about the sentencing laws. He goes on to complain about the sentencing laws for crack cocaine compared to powder cocaine, something I'm sure he's highly familiar with.
We have to change our sentencing laws in America. They're not fair. Because there's, for example, there's a huge disparity between the sentencing for crack and powder cocaine. Well, inner city youth are much more likely to be involved with crack cocaine. The result is they get much harsher sentences.
Darn it. Oh, jeez. Of course, inner city kids are more prone to use crack cocaine than powder cocaine. That would mean that they would get more sentencing time. Lesson learned. Use powder cocaine instead of crack cocaine. If only they had more education, they would be able to connect the dots on that one. No, the point here is that crack cocaine is not only more widespread than powder cocaine and more addictive, it's considered one of the most addictive drugs ever, and it's more dangerous than powder cocaine. That would be the reason why the sentencing laws are more strict. But at the core of it all, Mr. Pretty Boy should really say to the inner city kids, not just move to powder cocaine because you won't get, if you get caught, you won't get as much jail time. It should really not be about the sentencing laws and if they're fair or not on powder cocaine or crack cocaine. It should really more or less be about, how about we just don't do cocaine? If we were to eliminate, the sentencing laws, by the way, are far less when you don't do anything to when you do something, because you don't get sentenced at all, because you don't get charged with anything. If you don't do crack cocaine or powder cocaine, you're not going to get charged with doing that. So don't do it and you'll be fine. You won't have to worry if the sentencing laws are fair or not. Last sound clip of his fun little escapade here. He, of course, wants to be soft on drug users because, you know, crack cocaine, powder cocaine dealing. You know.
What America should be doing is creating a structure that allows young people who have a brush with the law, who get in some trouble, to be able to turn their lives around and become productive again. And that means a lot of different things. In some cases, it might mean drug counseling and drug rehabilitation. We need to make sure that if they come out of jail or out of prison, out of incarceration, that they need more education, they get it. If they need more job training, they get it. And what I've been told over and over from young men who've had a brush with the law and been to jail, they come back out, they apply for work, and they say, you got it, you just answered the question. Employers will be nice to them, they'll meet with them, they'll interview them, and they just never hear back from them again. They don't get the job.
That is, by the way, not getting the job, that whole story he told, that would be the incentive to not doing drugs or committing crimes. Knowing, oh, if I do this and get caught and get convicted and go to jail, when I get out, I might not get a job. That is one of the incentives to not do it. That and, of course, your criminal record, that and, of course, your jail time and your reputation as a whole after you get out. If you don't send these inner city kids to college, or to, excuse me, prison, or jail, whatever you want to call it, what are you teaching them? You're teaching them that, hey, if I do drugs, or if I, you know, taunt somebody with a firearm, I'm just going to have to go to counseling, because apparently I've got a mental problem. And then when they don't fix my mental problem, because it's not even there, I can come back, and I can do the same thing. If you put them in jail, they learn, I don't like jail, because, frankly, I've never been to jail myself, but I have to imagine jail's not a very fun place. So I have to imagine if you go to jail for, let's say, X amount of months for doing whatever, you're probably not going to do that thing again. Perfect example. I have a class at school. Not going to say what class, not going to say what teacher, not going to say what kid, but there is a kid in the said class who is probably the most obnoxious person I've ever known. Shouts out in class, cusses in class, everything. The teacher doesn't do anything. The teacher will look at him and say, last time, today, nothing. No disciplinary action, never written him up. Never sent him down to the office. Put him out in the hall. It was the worst thing she did to this kid. For cussing in class and being obnoxious, interrupting continuously. I've been in school now for about 3.5-4 weeks. He's been doing this since day one. Is still doing it today. Why? Because he's not getting punished. You put that kid in detention. You put that kid, you write him up, etc., etc. He's going to stop doing it because he doesn't want to be suspended. Doesn't want to be in detention. Doesn't want to get written up. That is how it works with the judicial system and jail. If you do something wrong and you go to jail, and jail sucks, you're going to have an incentive not to do that anymore because you don't want to go to jail.